He remembered a Belgian boy in the 11th Brigade who had enlisted with 5 other boys from his village. It was a village of about 200 people, and the boy had never been away from the village before. When he first saw the boy, out at Hans' brigade staff, the other 5 from the village had all been killed, and the boy was in very bad shape, and they were using him as an orderly to wait on table at the staff. He had a big, blonde, ruddy Flemish face and huge, awkward peasant hands, and he moved with the dishes as powerfully and awkwardly as a draft horse. But he cried all the time. All during the meal he cried, with no noise at all. You looked up, and there he was, crying. If you asked for the wine, he cried, and if you passed your plate for stew, he cried, turning away his head. Then he would stop, but if you looked up at him, tears would start coming again. Between courses, he cried in the kitchen. Everyone was very gentle with him, but it did no good. He would have to find out what became of him, and whether he ever cleared up and was fit for soldiering again. Maria was sound enough now. She seemed so anyway. But he is no psychiatrist. Pilar was the psychiatrist. It probably had been good for them to have been together last night. Yes, unless it stopped. It certainly had been good for him. He felt fine today, sound and good and unworried and happy. The show looked bad enough, but he was awfully lucky, too. He had been in others that announced themselves badly. Announced themselves. That was thinking in Spanish. Maria was lovely. Look at her, he said to himself. Look at her. He looked at her striding happily in the sun, her khaki shirt open at the neck. She walks like a colt moves, he thought. You do not run onto something like that. Such things don't happen. Maybe it never did happen, he thought. Maybe you dreamed it or made it up, and it never did happen. Maybe it is like the dreams you have when someone you have seen in the cinema comes to your bed at night and is so kind and lovely. He'd slept with them all that way when he was asleep in bed. He could remember Garbo still, and Harlow. Yes, Harlow many times. Maybe it was like those dreams. But he could still remember the time Garbo came to his bed the night before the attack at Pozo Blanco, and she was wearing a soft, silky wool sweater when he put his arm around her, and when she leaned forward her hair swept forward and over his face, and she said why had he never told her that he loved her when she had loved him all this time. She was not shy, nor cold, nor distant. She was just lovely to hold, and kind and lovely, and like the old days with Jack Gilbert, and it was as true as though it happened, and he loved her much more than Harlow, though Garbo was only there once, while Harlow... Maybe this was like those dreams. Maybe it isn't, too, he said to himself. Maybe I could reach over and touch that Maria now, he said to himself. Maybe you are afraid to, he said to himself. Maybe you would find out that it never happened, and it was not true, and it was something you made up like those dreams about the people of the cinema, or how all your old girls come back and sleep in that robe at night on all the bare floors, in the straw of the hay barns, the stables, the corrales and the cortijos, the woods, the garages, the trucks and all the hills of Spain. They all came to that robe when he was asleep, and they were all much nicer than they had ever been in life. Maybe it was like that. Maybe you would be afraid to touch her to see if it was true. Maybe you would. And probably it is something that you made up or that you dreamed.